Friday marked a celebration of Sue Stee Marie's musical history with the presentation of the Sue Music Project book to one of the Sue St. Marie Museum's permanent exhibits and the official launch of an accompanying website. The Sue Music Project lists achievements and works of local musicians from several genres since the early 20th century, including rock, blues, jazz, bluegrass and country, doo-wop, classical, barbershop, electronic, musical theater, comedic, punk, indie, alternative, and music from local big band orchestras and military marching bands. The historical work was researched and compiled by the Sioux Sean Antler, a local historian, archivist and journalist who also served as Rotaryfest stage director for 12 consecutive festival years, 2010 to 2021. I had a real close connection with a lot of musicians, so I wanted to archive all of the bands, all the musicians who have come through and called Sioux St. Marie their home. That's what this document is, Antler said, speaking to Sue Today. Antler's research includes the names of individual artists, names of local bands, titles of recordings they made, special events or venues they played, awards they received, dates they were active and their current status. There are currently 1,885 entries in the Sue Music Project. The book is now housed in the Sue St. Marie Museum's Naturally Gifted Permanent Music Exhibit. Antler said she was initially inspired to start her project upon visiting that exhibit when it opened 4 years ago. I started it in 2017, little bits at a time. Then COVID hit and I was at home, I pulled it off the back burner and I just started going full force. I started talking to people, I researched the internet, I messaged people on Facebook, I've spent countless hours, thousands of hours with all this data, Antler said. There's a variety of people of all ages, included in the document. Antler said, the oldest entry in the Sue Music Project is from 1901, listing the Sue's Tagona Allied Band and its bandmaster William Robertson. The work will be a living document, Antler said. It's going to live here, in the museum exhibit. People can continue to submit musical information to it. Antler extended her thanks to many local music personalities for their help in compiling the project, including Paul Leckler, Rob Figures, Don McDonald, Shane, DJ Seath, Erickson, Adrian Vallaca, Denine Williams and many others. Approximately 60 visitors attended Friday's event at the Sue St. Marie Museum. Admission was by donation. To have everybody come out and really support this effort, when it really was just a passion project that I started 4 years ago, thinking, we'll get some stuff in writing so it never disappears from Sue St. Marie, is very fulfilling, and I'm extremely humbled by the people who took the time to talk with me and contribute this amount of information, Antler said. The dedication of the book to the museum was accompanied by the official unveiling of the Sue Music Project website, an online companion piece to Antler's written work designed by Sue native Bill Cowan. It just seemed natural to develop the website. We need one here. People talk about it, the Sue music scene, all the time, Cowan said. The website includes artists' profiles, bios, photos, videos and articles written about them. Musicians and others may access the website with an email address and password. It's an interactive relationship between bands and the artists that play in them. Sue drummer, Ed Young, for instance, has the most projects in the system at the moment. I like to see the cross relationships. Certain drummers have played with many different guitar players and bass players, Cowan said, stating Young has 29 projects listed on the website. It has been public for a little while because I've been talking to artists about it, but tonight, we officially unveiled it. It's great that Sean and Bill could contribute stuff like that, said Rick Datson, Sue St. Marie Museum assistant curator and well-known local drummer, who established the Naturally Gifted Permanent Music Exhibit in 2017. I'm glad that we can preserve local history for musicians. I think it's really important. When I first started here at the museum, there was nothing here for pictures, maybe 3 or 4 pictures of bands, and now we have probably close to 4,000 items, pictures and news articles for musicians. It's really good, Datson said. The Sue Music Project Archive will provide greater access and awareness of Sue Stee Marie's local and regional music history. The addition of the Sue Music Project will further enrich the Naturally Gifted Music Exhibit and shed new light on bands and artists that have performed locally, said William Hollingshead, Sue St. Marie Museum Executive Director and Chief Curator. Anyone wishing to submit additional listings or amendments to existing entries in the Sioux Music Project book may contact Sean Antler by email. Anyone wishing to donate photos, posters, records, CDs and other musical memorabilia to the Naturally Gifted, a tribute to local musicians permanent exhibit may contact Rick Datson, Sioux St. Marie Museum Assistant Curator, by email.